Greetings, beloved friends. Welcome to Healthy Living. How do we safeguard the young from the harms of smoking? Today we share with you a talk given by Mr. Patrick Reynolds, a caring man from the United States who established the Foundation for a Smoke-Free America and is a recent recipient of the Shining World Hero Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai. In April 2009, Mr. Reynolds was invited to Greece by Health Minister Avramopoulos to help build public awareness of Greece's new no-smoking law, which took effect July 1, 2009, and to call attention to the serious health hazards posed by secondhand smoke. There was much news coverage as Mr. Reynolds was profiled by many national Greek media outlets. These days, Mr. Reynolds' foundation is contacting health ministers in China, Russia, India, the Middle East, South Korea, and other nations with high smoking rates. He hopes to meet publicly with each country's health minister and the children of each nation to call public attention to the problem of tobacco use. The Greek health ministry sent a strong letter of support detailing their experience with him, saying, "Mr. Reynolds gave a well-informed, polished, and persuasive speech and assisted us in promoting the Greek state's agenda on tobacco through the very positive national media coverage of his visit. Moreover, his talk to youth at one of our local schools was a tremendous success." Patrick Reynolds is a frequent speaker at U.S. middle schools and high schools, presenting his unique motivational talk, The Truth About Tobacco, with passion and authenticity. He is also a popular guest lecturer on university campuses, giving his talk, Tobacco Wars. Over the years, Patrick has now presented his live talk to over 150,000 students. In 2006, Mr. Reynolds released a DVD of a live talk for youth, A Talk with Your Kids About Smoking. We are pleased to present to you excerpts of that talk he gave to 1,000 ninth graders over a three-part program.
As a former smoker and as a grandson of R.J. Reynolds, founder of the tobacco company, I'm doing everything I can to help people stop smoking. It's important to me.
U.S. Surgeon General C. Everett Koop has called Patrick Reynolds one of the nation's most influential advocates for a smoke-free America. Reynolds has been honored by the United Nations World Health Organization and applauded in the United States Congress. And now he has made keeping the young tobacco-free his most important goal. Now, I invite you to open your hearts and minds to watch and to learn as Patrick Reynolds tells the truth about tobacco and the story of his own journey.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. I want to begin today with a little story. It's a story of my parents divorced when I was three. And I didn't see my dad again for 6 years. And that was pretty hard on me. I appreciate your attention here. I'd just like to see a show of hands quickly. How many of you do not have your biological father living in the house with you? Keep your hand up. Thank you. And look around the room and just see how many of you there were. A lot of you share that with me. Didn't see my dad for 6 years. A little boy needs his father to come to the football game and say, "You played well, son. You're my boy." Boy needs his father to pat him on the back and say, "You're my son. I'm proud of you." I didn't have that. And for 6 years, I wondered where he was. So when I was nine, I wrote him a letter and it said, "Dear Dad, I want to meet you. Where are you?" And everywhere he went, he left a forwarding address, so my little letter was forwarded some 7 times before it got into his hands by some miracle from God. And when he got the letter, he was touched and amazed, and he sent for me. You can imagine how I felt. It was like, yeah, I'm going to get to meet my dad. Wow, this is great. And when the big day came and they showed me into the room where my father was, I found him there lying down on his back. And he was dying from emphysema caused by smoking. I went up to him and I said, "What's wrong, Dad?" "I have asthma, son." Well, it turned out not to be asthma. It turned out to be emphysema. And I only got to see him 5 or 6 times after that. And every time I saw my dad, he was increasingly sick and frail and counting the time that he had left to live. Ironically, he was ill from the very products that had made our family wealthy. First he smoked Camels and later Winston's. I was coming home for Christmas vacation, celebrate Christmas with my mom, and got news when I walked in the door at home that my dad had died. I was 15 years old. That's why I've devoted my life to doing everything in my power, everything I can, to making sure that our young people don't start and get addicted to this terrible habit of cigarettes. And today we're going to be talking about tobacco advertising, smoking in movies and television, and our vision of the future of a tobacco-free society.
We'll soon return with more from A Talk with Your Kids About Smoking. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Healthy Living. This is the first part of a 3-part program featuring excerpts from A Talk with Your Kids About Smoking, a DVD by Patrick Reynolds, founder of the Foundation for a Smoke-Free America.
If I could give you one message today, that message would be that cigarettes are addicting. Once you start tobacco, it is almost impossible to stop. It is as addicting as heroin or cocaine. Once you start smoking, it's almost impossible to stop. I hear from so many teens, I could quit any time. A few of these, I won't get hooked. Not. No. And once you start, you probably will not be able to stop for life, or at least you'll probably be craving them for life. You'll have that monkey on your back for life. And some of you are already smoking. We already know that. Could I see a quick show of hands? How many of you have seen a friend of yours smoking in the last 2 weeks? Somebody you know at school smoking? Sure. So there are so many ways of expressing your individuality, expressing your independence from your parents and or the adult world as you cross the bridge from being a child to being an adult. There are so many ways to assert who you are without risking getting addicted to tobacco or drugs or alcohol. Find more original ways of expressing who you are.
Aren't you gonna kiss me?
I gotta go.
Nobody likes to kiss an ashtray.
Now, let's talk about tobacco advertising. The tobacco industry knows that every day, 3,000 people a day are quitting in the United States. Another 1,200 are dying every day from smoking. So the tobacco industry is losing 4,200 customers every day. Who are the only new recruits that they can get? Well, let's see. 60% of people who smoke in America today started before the age of 14, and 90%, 9 out of every 10 smokers in America, became addicted before their 19th birthday. That means that only teens become addicted to tobacco. Almost nobody else will become addicted to tobacco.
So if they don't get you before your 19th birthday, they will not get you as customers. So they know that the only new recruits they can get to smoke are you guys. And they have targeted teens and younger in their advertising. The tobacco company's own internal memos show that. One R.J. Reynolds executive wrote in 1975, "We have to youthen the Camel brand. We have to go after the 14 to 24-year-old age range in our advertising campaigns, for they represent tomorrow's cigarette business." They knew that. That's why they have had to pay so many billions of dollars in damages, partly because of going after our youth. How have they gone after youth? I hear so many teens tell me, "Mr. Reynolds, tobacco advertising doesn't have any effect on me. Tobacco advertising had no effect on me at all. I don't smoke because of that." Well, the studies are telling us now that tobacco advertising plays an even greater role than peer pressure in getting young people to smoke. The three most heavily advertised brands, according to another study, Camels, Newport, and Marlboro, are the three brands teens choose to smoke the most. So if you smoke, chances are very good that you smoke one of these three most heavily advertised brands. And that, ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's no accident. The great Russian scientist Pavlov had a dog. And every time he fed the dog, he would ring a bell, okay? And the dog began gradually to build an unconscious association of the bell and dinner, the bell and dinner. So after a while, Pavlov didn't put the food out, and he rang the bell. And he noticed that the dog began to drool and salivate, thinking, "Yeah, it's supper time." The dog had made an unconscious association between the bell and dinner. So each of us has an analytical mind that makes conscious decisions. I will quit smoking. I will go on a diet. And an unconscious mind that says, "Just give me the ice cream. It tastes good." Unconscious mind says, "Just give me the cigarette. I got to have my nicotine fix." They've manipulated millions of teens across the country by getting into their unconscious mind. The tobacco industry, in putting up ads of good-looking, independent women who are role models for our young girls, successful, powerful, strong women, rugged, masculine cowboys around a campfire, real friends together, role models for our young men. And they've associated these images of healthy, attractive role models with images of smoking and the deadly addiction of tobacco. They're spending $4 to $5 billion a year in recent years to advertise their addictive and deadly products. That's a lot of bell ringing, ladies and gentlemen. And it's no accident that they are trying to play with your unconscious mind, associating these positive images with smoking.
Please join us again next Monday on Healthy Living for part two of our three-part series, with more excerpts from Mr. Patrick Reynolds' DVD, A Talk With Your Kids About Smoking. Up next is Science and Spirituality After Noteworthy News. May heaven bless the children all over the world with ever brighter futures.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/HL.